We reviewed the Act 919, which is a new law that regulates the oil and gas sector. It was passed in 2016. But before then, the PNDC Law 84 was the law that governed petroleum contracting in Ghana's oil and gas sector. Now, the distinguishing factor between the two laws is that the new law is specific about open and competitive bidding, and it's also, despite that it provides open and competitive bidding, it also allows the minister some discretion on when to enter into agreements through direct negotiation. Now, the key issue is that direct negotiation is what we practiced in the past under the PNDC Law 84. But we have to note that the PNDC Law 84 also provided for open and competitive bidding and asked, required the minister to pass a regulation to that effect. But this was never done. So throughout the years, we have been doing direct negotiation. And direct negotiation is not bad in itself. It is used under certain circumstances. But generally, there is a wider view that it does not promote transparency and accountability.
She said, looking at the Sierra Leonean experience and other modules, Ghana status the process is weak and can learn from Sierra Leone to ensure transparency.
If we compare Ghana's situation with countries like Sierra Leone, where their law provides that, well, when the minister enters into open and competitive tendering and the winner is to be chosen, but then the minister can decide to not enter into a petroleum agreement for two reasons. Sierra Leone gives two clear reasons. The first is that if whoever wins does not provide terms that meet the country's needs, then the minister can decide not to enter into that agreement. The second reason is if for any reason the competitive tendering process itself is not successful, then the minister will not enter into a petroleum agreement. Those two are clear, so that when the Sierra Leonean Minister for Petroleum decides or refuses to enter into a petroleum agreement after opening a competitive tendering, and those reasons are outside the two, he can be held accountable. His scope of discretion is clearly defined.
Senior policy analyst of ESEP, Pauline Anaman, talking to George Ankra.